Welcome back to Randy Miller's Kansas City right here on KCMO. And this is great. All the month of April. I mean, because this is home month, right? It's a parade of homes. It's the time. It's spring is here. The Royals are start. And now it's just, it's time to think about moving or building or selling or it's home month. And so we've got the man who knows all about homes and not just building them, but also the developments. Jim Reif is here in the studio with us. And his latest project is Woodland Trails development. How would you describe if people? It's in Greenwood, Missouri, just right outside of Lee Summit. It's got cart paths, miles and miles of cart paths that are now trails. And you've got phase one completed. You're moving into phase two. How would you describe to somebody that has never seen a development like that what Woodland Trails is?
Well, it's an outdoor lifestyle community.
Yeah.
And that means there's a lot of things to do outdoors inside the community.
You know, and we were talking about home building. And over the next 5 weeks, you know, we're going to give you a step-by-step. We're going to bring in some builders. That's the other thing with you, Jim. I mean, to hear your passion about what you do and what you did as a builder and what you do now as a developer, you selected a team of builders that you like and respect their work to work. I mean, there's only how many at Woodland Trails?
Six.
Six. I mean, you've got your choice of six home builders, but they all meet the Jim Reif standard of excellence.
Not really.
No, is that right?
They had money to spend.
is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, just step up to the plate.
They're available. They had a cash. That's cash. Right. Green. Green's what works
they,
for
they
us.
Were, they were open. No, I know better. I know that these guys are...
That's scary.
It's yeah. First in, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But now how do you pick a builder? How do you do that? When you're talking about a home, and I've only built one home in my life, and it was right outside of Cincinnati in Richwood, Kentucky. And you talk about being overwhelmed. I mean, first of all, I didn't really want to be involved. And I didn't realize, and I guess every builder is different, how much they involve the homeowner and the client. But I would get a call in the middle of the afternoon to drive out to Richwood, Kentucky to see which way they're going to position this arrow-shaped brick above the doorway. I don't care. I mean, maybe I should care, but that kind of attention to detail is a little bit overwhelming. And is that... How do you pick a builder that kind of suits your needs for that?
Well, you have to realistically decide what you're looking for. Are you looking for the most square footage for the money?
Right.
Are you looking for someone who's very custom-oriented and does some unusual things because you want to do some unusual things? I would say you definitely need to pick someone you're comfortable working with.
Sure.
So right. I think what you do is you go out and look at a lot of homes, and the Parade of Homes is a perfect place to do that.
Yeah.
You look at floor plans and detail and how things are put together. You find several that you like, and then you interview the builders.
Right.
But when you're looking at the houses, you need to look at them critically. And usually, oftentimes anyway, the first thing, when you go look at homes, at first you can be taken with the decor and the furniture, the overall look. But if you'll go back and look more critically, you need to start examining what you can see. Most things you can't see. So the things that you can see need to look good.
Sure.
So if there's just a bunch of cracked woodwork and cabinet doors that don't work right and windows that try and open and close a couple of windows and go down the basement and look at the floor joists and see if they look straight, just things look neat and tidy, in good order, just kind of obvious things.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to spend some time with that to really inspect the builder's work.
Well, and I would think that consistency is a big key too. You know, if you select a builder, you get a builder in mind, maybe you need to see a few of that builder's houses to find out, okay, he did that in every single one of his properties, as far as quality.
Absolutely. I would want to look certainly more than just a model home if he's got a home going up down the street.
Right.
If you want to be very...
Can you go to his own house? Okay. Can you just knock on the door and say, yeah, I'd like to see your place?
He'll probably let you in. if you want to be really do a really thorough examination, go into one of the subdivisions and find some of the houses he's building. Ask the realtor, this builder, which house is he building? And go look at some of the ones he's building for someone else. The other thing, of course, is reputation.
Sure.
Reputation goes a long way.
Well, and that's the other thing I was going to talk about, too, especially with a guy like you who's had not only your reputation, but your dad's reputation, your grandfather's in Kansas City in terms of building. I mean, it's beyond reproach, I would think.
Well, I don't know about beyond reproach, but our family has been building homes continuously and in business since Eisenhower was president.
Wow. Wow. So you got a little experience under your belt, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and I think that shows up especially at Woodland Trails because, you know, those little things that you don't think about. I drove my wife through there, and she looked at the swimming pool area, which is unbelievable. I mean, it's just quality, and it just looks like who would do this? You know, who would spend this kind of money to make it look this good when you didn't have to? But she had an observation that I thought was, you know, like, wow, I can't believe something I wouldn't have ever thought about. She said, you know, I really like the way that you can't see into the pool area. You know, so that when you come to the pool, you're not just sitting out there and everybody driving by can see you. But I mean, was that part of the thought process when you were building that?
Of course, we want people like some privacy when they're swimming and recreating. We don't want everyone just
driving
down and just not, you know, being exposed. We want to be able to hang out at the pool and relax and
but
have some privacy.
99% of the developments don't do that though. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about, you know, and that's the kind of thing I think when you go through Woodland Trails, and by the way, if you go to woodland-trails.com, you can see some great pictures, you can see some great video, and see what we're talking about. But that's the kind of thing in terms of the quality of construction, the quality of the vision, and what you find there is just superior to anything you've seen. And that really comes through even from the entryway. I mean, when you're driving down 150 and you see this entryway, you're like, I'm sorry, is this Disneyland? Is this, what are we? I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, I appreciate that. And we don't want to overstate it, but I do have a lot of pride in the aesthetics of the development. It's a lot of fun to be able to create a subdivision, a community, an environment to live in. I do love the landscaping and the overall, the atmosphere, and of course the pool and the pool environment. And when you go to a nice resort,
right,
and they have a beautiful pool complex.
Sure.
Well, the truth of the matter is, when we're going to go on vacation, the way I decide where I'm going to go on vacation is based on the pool.
Really?
I know this is kind of crazy, but that's how I decide where to go. And I get on Google Earth because I don't trust those pictures.
Right, yeah.
You know, because it'll show a little part of the pool, but they don't show the whole pool, right?
Right.
Because the whole pool's not that great. So I get on Google Earth, and I look at the pool, and I look at the water slide.
Right.
And that's how I decide where we're going to stay.
Well, and you don't need Google Earth with your website because you've got the great photography, the aerial view of everything there at Woodland Trails. You go to woodland-trails.com, and when we come back, I want to find out, we're talking to Jim Reif, the top three things you need to know before you build a home. Next, right here on KCMO.